Tonight, Shir and Siman Reis Samach Vav, we are up to Siftes, page 82. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Higia lochotzer achitzona hamishtameres, he reaches the outer guarded courtyard, notel me al hachomor kelim hanitolim. He takes off from the donkey the vessels that are able to be moved that are not mukta. Now this Mechaber in Siftes is really a hemshach from Sif Beis. Sif Beis told us that if you don't have a goy, which we learned in Sif Aleph is the ideal way to go, is to give it to the goy to carry your wallet. If you don't have a goy, then we said you could put it on your chamor, and then we said the way to do it, so you're not over a mechamer, that you start putting it on only after he started moving and he did his akira. So now we're continuing in that sugya of having the wallet on your donkey or any other vessels on your donkey. So we say when you get to the outer courtyard that is mishtameres, you take off from the donkey the vessels that are movable on Shabbos. The she'enam nitalim and the vessels that are mukta matir esachavolim. You untie the ropes, the asakim noflim, and you let the sacks filled with the vessels fall down. If the animal was carrying not only mukta items, but mukta items that are very fragile, glass mukta items, kigon shehem koso shel makize dom. For example, he has the cups of the blood letters. She'ein ru'iyim b'Shabbos l'klum. They're not usable on Shabbos for anything, because obviously you can't let blood on Shabbos. L'fi she'ein mu'usim, and they're mukta because they are mius. They're disgusting. V'im yiplu la'aretz yishavru, and if they fall to the ground, they're going to break. So then, what's the etzah? Maniach tachteim karim uchsasos. You can put it underneath them, you know, pillows and cushions. V'davko b'masos ketanim, but that only helps with small loads. She'yachol l'shomtam mitachteim, that you're able to sneak out the pillows after the kelim fall onto them. You can sneak out the pillows because the kelim are not so heavy, and then you'll avoid the problem of imavatal klima hecheno. Aval imheim gedolim, but if the load is very large, she'enu yachol lishmona karim mitachteim, where you can't just sneak out the pillow afterwards from underneath the vessels. Oser lahanicham tachteim. Then it's usher to put the pillows underneath where the kelim are going to fall. Mibnesha mevatel kli me'acheno, because that's canceling out a kli from its use. Pirish me'atash mishoyam muchan lo, from the use that it was prepared for. So what do you do? Elapurkam benacha shelo yeshavru. Rather, you should unload them carefully so they shouldn't break. If you look in note 38, he explains what that means from the Chazon Ish. Purkam benacha, they shouldn't break. The Chazon Ish writes, Hainu sheyatir asachavolim v'yirpe benachas ad sheyegiu l'aretz. You're going to untie it and pull it down like while it's still in the ropes until it reaches the ground. So you're not actually touching it. You're just gently letting it down with the ropes. The Mechaber says, V'lo yanichem al ha-behema mishum tzar b'alechayim. But you shouldn't leave the vessels on the animal, because that will be tzar b'alechayim, will be causing pain to an animal. So therefore, if you're not able to put the pillows there and have the kelim fall on because the kelim are too heavy and you won't be able to sneak out the pillow and you'll be being mevatel the pillow from its intended use, so then you have to be purkam benachas. You untie it and let it down in a gentle way. And you don't want to leave on the vessels, because that would be tzar b'alechayim of the animal. Let's see all the mishaburas here, and we'll see some other interesting things. So the mishabura begins at Sifkot Chav Gimel. We say when the animal reaches the chotzer achitzona mishameres, says the mishabura, hiksha magen avram, and magen avram asks, dehoki koi ha-behema purda l'fnei ha-pesach, when the animal is standing a little bit before the entrance of the chotzer, Ma'ayel Mirshus HaRabim Mirshus HaYochid. He's then going to be stopping and then carrying from Mirshus HaRabim to Mirshus HaYochid. Ukemosha Kosav Sifir Alf, and that's a problem. V'tzarech Lomer says, Magen Avram, Degabe Behemto Lo Hechmiru Kol Kach. You have to say that by the Behema, they were not so machmir that he goes and carries for you from the Mirshus HaRabim to the Mirshus HaYochid. But I am the Prima Gadam Shenitchak Mo'ob B'tir Etzeh. The Prima Gadam really doesn't like that answer. After all, the whole Sif Beis, we were saying how you want to make sure the animal is not going to be carrying four amos from the Rosh HaSarabim, so why should it be allowed to carry from the Rosh HaSarabim to the Rosh HaYochid? And therefore, we have to have some other Eitzes. Therefore, V'yesh Mitartzim, there are those who say, the Yizar Lito Me'abahema Tekef Bavo L'Chotzer Ba'odo Ma'alachas. Eitzah number one is, you should be careful to take the load off the animal immediately upon his entrance to the chotzer while it's still walking. Kedei shalotia ha'anocha al yedei ha-behema. Therefore, even though there was an akira outside the chotzer, there will be a hanocha inside the chotzer. You take it off before he does the hanocha. Or the opposite, o sheyizar lito mimena kodesh shenindos al chotzero, or you take it off before the animal makes his entrance into the chotzer, v'lo yaniach aleh, and don't put it back on the animal, ad la'achar she'okra ragleh lichnas l'chotzer. Wait till the animal uproots its feet to go into the chotzer, and then place the load on the animal, like the Eitzah we saw on Seif Beis. That way you avoid the Akira. Kedari shelo tia ha-akira al-yada, therefore there will be no Akira by the animal. V'ash she'achakach omedes b'chotzer v'havei hanocha, even though afterwards l'maisa he has hanocha, and the chotzer leis l'mo, it's not a problem. Dekol dover she'bechaveiro potra v'l'oser, anything that if you did together with your friend, meaning one did the Akira, one did the hanocha, it would be oser mid'rabbana, it would be potra v'l'oser. B'chamoro mutal l'chavchila, when it comes to your chamor, then it's mutal l'chavchila, and therefore the two eitzes are either put it on after it uprooted its feet on its way in, so there was no Akira, or if you didn't get to do that, make sure you take it off before it stops inside, and therefore there would be no Hanacha, and that's the best Eitzah, to have the animal get it from the Rishus Rabbim into the Rishus Hayachid. Then we said that you want to take off the load. First we said you just take off the kalim that are not muktzah. Sifkat Mechav Dalet says, V'afilu heim yoser mitesvav sa'in, even if it weighs a lot, more than 15 sa'a, shari mishum tzar balechayim, you're still allowed to unload it, because otherwise it would be tzar balechayim. Ava balav hochi, but without that heter tzar balechayim, aser lefanos min ha'agola klal, for example, if it wouldn't be on the animal itself, it would be on the wagon behind the animal, that would be aser, k'mo shekosav sof simen shin lam gimel, and that's because you're not allowed to kliat an otzer on Shabbos, unless it's for a very serious need, and therefore over here, if it would be more than 15 saw, that would be the shear of clearing out an otzer, which is a problem on Shabbos, because of tircha, or because of uvda d'chol, and therefore, it's only a heter when it's on the animal, because it's harbal l'chayim, but not if it would be on the agola. And then we said, if you have kalim that are muktzah, so you just untie the ropes, and you let the sacks with the kalim fall down. But what if the sacks are loaded up with kalim that are glass, and they're also muktzah? What's an example of glass that's also muktzah? We said the vessels of the makizei dam, the ones who let blood, and we said they are muktzah because they are mu'us and they're disgusting. You're not going to use them for anything else. Says the Mishabur and Sifkado Chafei, the afal gab the muktzah machmas mius mutter. Even though normally we say when something is muktzah machmas mius, it's permissible to move. Haynu heicha de chazil chasuye beimana. That's only if it's fit to at least cover a vessel. Aval hocha lo chazil chasos. But these glass bloodletting vessels are not fit to cover other vessels, she'em yiplu yishavru, because if they fall, they're going to break, and therefore, this is going to be muktzah. So what's the eitzah? So we said, you should put underneath some pillows, and then allow the kalim to fall onto the pillows. But we made a stipulation, it has to be that the kalim that are falling onto the pillows that are muktzah are light, so that you can sneak out the pillows afterwards, and you're not going to have a problem of being mevatel kli me'echeinu. Says the Mishabura Sefkad Melchavav Sheyachol, V'lo Nesru Mitam Basis L'davar Ha'aser. The only possible issue over here is Mevatel Kli Me'echeinu, and if it's a light Kli that you can sneak out the pillow from underneath, you avoid that problem. We're not worried about the pillow becoming a Basis L'davar Ha'aser. Kevan Shelo Hayu Aleihem Ben Hashmashos. Since L'maisa, the Muktzah Kelim will not honor Ben Hashmashos, it cannot get the shame of a Basis, as we'll see in greater detail later in Mirtz Hashem. Sefkadon Chav Zayin L'Shomtom, you have to be able to sneak out, pull out the pillow. V'af agash shekodem sheyaspik L'Shomtom kulam benachas shelo yeshavru ha'kelim. And even though, before you get a chance to pull out all the pillows gently, in order not to break the vessels, harehem uvutolem me'achinem ba'otso shalyadezeh. L'maisa, they're staying there for a few seconds, or maybe a few minutes, and during that time, you're being mevatel a kli from its intended use. Afilu hachi hitiru chachamim lasos kein. Still, the chachamim allowed us to do this. Kedei shelo yeh hefser alidei hashvira. In order that there should not be any kind of loss by the vessels breaking. The kasu habe achronim, many achronim write, the dafke kelim. This halacha, this leniency of being mevatel kli lecheinu for a short amount of time, the time it takes to sneak out the pillow from underneath, is only allowed when it comes to kalim. Sheyesh hefsin meruba b'shvirasim, where it will be a great loss if they all break. Avochatichos zechuches rechavo she'enam kalim. But if you just have long, wide pieces of glass that are not vessels, she'en hefsin kol kach b'shvirasim. It's not such a great loss if they break. Why? Tehem asuyim lehechotech lechatichos ketanos. They're made to be broken up into smaller pieces of glass, and they're used to make certain things. V'leis bazeh rak hefsin mu'ad. If they break, so it's only a little bit of a loss, because some little teeny pieces will fall and they'll get lost in the shuffle. But it's only a little bit of a loss. It's a hefsin mu'ad. Aser la'aniach karem tachteim. In that case, it's aser to leave the pillows underneath, because if it's not a hefsin meruba, you can't even be mevatel kli me'echeinu for a short amount of time. So he says, now lefisha mevatlon al koponim mitashmishon l'shaiton, because you're canceling them out from their usage even for a short amount of time. V'chein masig al magen Avram ledina, and that's on the magen Avram paskins ledin. Yesh lahoro she'ei mevatlon kli mehechinon afilu lefisha. You cannot be mevatlon kli from its use even for a short amount of time. Ela b'mokom hesed meruba, unless it's a case of hesed meruba, like by the larger kelim. Ulevatel kelim mechenan l'chol hayom b'mkom hefsed meruba. In terms of mevatel kli from its intended use for the entire day, in the case of hefsed, that's already machlokas. Yesh matirin v'yesh osrim v'ayim bebir halacha. So that concludes Siftes. I do want to see a couple of bir halachas over here, and that is on the end of Siftes. The very end of Siftes says that if you have heavier vessels that you won't be able to sneak out the pillow from underneath it, it will be a problem of mevatel kli me'acheno. And therefore, the Mechaber said you should be perkam benachas shelo yeshavru. And we saw in note 38, the Chazon Ish explained what that means is you untie it, and with the rope, somehow, you lower it down very gently, so you're not actually touching the muktzah. And then the Mechaber said, but make sure that you don't leave it on the animal, because that would be tzar balechayim. So the Bir Halacha writes, in the Devar Maskel, ela perkam benachas, umikomakom osur lismoch alea kishaporek. But you have to make sure that when you're unloading the load, that you're not leaning on the animal, the have mishtamesh b'balechayim. The separate issue of making use of a balechayim, and therefore you have to make sure that you're not leaning on the animal as you're trying to undo the packages that are on top of the animal. And the next bir halacha, the vermaskel v'lo yanichem, is going on the last point that we said, don't leave the load on the animal, because that would be tzar balechayim. Says the bir halacha, b'lashon ha-rambam isa, the lashon ha-rambam is, ula olam lo yaniach. The Mechaber just says, v'lo yanichem, don't leave it on the behema. But the Rambam writes it much stronger, never leave it on, lo olam lo yaniach. V'hainu afilu im lo yochal lifro penachas. Even if you can't do this eitz of the Mechaber, as the Chazon Ish explained, that you untie the load, untie the ropes, and with the ropes you somehow lower it down. Even if you can't do that, mikomakom yirish shelo yia munach al habehema mishum tzar balechayim. You still can't leave the load on the animal because of tzar balechayim. U'mashu medivir agrode b'ofen zeh mutter laniach tateyam kar muchsosos after umavata kli me'achino. So the Gra says that if you can't unload it in that way that we discussed, but you can't leave it on the animal, tzar balechayim, so it's better to put kelim there, even though they're not going to be able to be snuck out afterwards, and they're going to be mevatel kli me'acheno, better to do that. Note 40, in the second paragraph, he explains, v'mokom she'yesher l'noes tzar ha'behema ela ayodei bitul kli me'acheno. If you have no other eitzah to get rid of the tzar balechayim, except be mevatel kli from its preparatory use, the Mishabura tells us later, she'bevadei yesh levatel kli me'acheno, you should be mevatel kli. Sharei tzar balechayim min ha-toru, tzar balechayim is an isur d'oraisa, u'bitul kli me'acheno einu ela midrabanan. And therefore, if you have no other way to avoid the tzar balechayim, you could even go as far as to do this isur d'rabanan. Achein, however, im yochol im noa es a hefsid, adinochri, if you're able to prevent the loss by having a goy do it for you, so the Mishabura writes over there, shemutov shiyatzel ayado, better to save the kelim through the goy v'lo yivatel kli me'acheno. Continues the Bir Halacha that this Eitzah, that the Gra says, that if you can't avoid Tzar Balechayim in any other way, you could put the Kli there, Mimavata, the Kli Me'echeno, that's like Rashi in the Gemara Ayin Sham. V'hoda oseh v'shochanach mitchila b'masos gedolos, and that which the Mechaber said, that you can't put pillows underneath to catch the heavier kelim, mari b'she'ev shalol aparka, and that's like a case where you are able to lower the load in the way that the Mechaber said. But you have two eitzes. Either you have to lower the load the way the Mechaber said, as the Chazon Ish explained to us, the parkam benachas, or you'll have to be mevatel kli b'cheno. Those are the two eitzes. Ukemo shemefarish magen Avram. Achein, however, lefi ma sheberu haRamban v'harashva b'chidusheim. However, according to the Ramban and the Rashva, Osir laniach tachteim karam muchsasos b'chol gavni. You can never leave pillows or cushions underneath these heavy vessels that are going to fall on them. And mimavata kli me'acheno ukedei lahasir atzar me'abehema. And therefore, the only eitzah that you have to avoid the tzar balechayim is yatir achavolin v'yiplu asakim makelim afal pishi yishavru. You have to just untie the load, let it fall down, and break and lose your stuff. There is no eitzah, according to them, of being mevata kli me'acheno. That's not movable, and therefore you'd have to let your vessels break. Now let's go weiter in the Mechaber in Sif Yud. Choshcholo baderech utfilin birosho. A person was walking on Friday afternoon with his tefillin on, and all of a sudden he realized it was Shabbos. O she yoshe bebeis hamidrash basada v'choshcholo. Or he was learning in the beis medrash in the fields, where they were in those days, and all of a sudden he realized it was Shabbos, and there he is wearing his tefillin. He's got to get home, he's got to get his tefillin home. So, meniach yado aleihem ad shemegia lebeiso. He should put his hands over them and cover the tefillin as he walks until he gets to his house. If there's a closer house to where he is, where the tefillin will be guarded properly, meniach sham, he should leave the tefillin there, not go all the way to his house. The Mishabur explains as a kadon chavtes rot chavches chashkelo became nighttime. Hainu denasa ben hashmashos. It already became ben hashmashos where you can't do any malacha. The eefsher lo lisa osam biyado. He can't carry the tefillin in his hands lebeisa to his house. If nekdusha Shabbos, that would be carrying on Shabbos. So that's not an option. Ulahashir osam shom baderech, to leave it there on the road. O bebeis hamedrash, or in the beis medrash eefsher, that's also impossible. But nebi zayin atfilin, that would be a disgrace to the tefillin. Why would the Beis Medrash be a bizarre to the tefillin? The Batei Midrashos shelhem hoya basada, their Batei Midrashos were in the fields. Makom she'en mashum ebnei ganovim. It's not guarded from ganovim, and therefore you can't just leave it in the Beis Medrash like leaving it on the road. Al kein etziru lo chachamim l'osam alav derech malbush ad beisel. Therefore, Chazal was matir him to wear the tefillin derech malbush until he gets home. Ach tzarech l'chasosam, but he has to cover the tefillin shelo yiruhu shu nosei olav at tefillin b'shabbat, so he shouldn't be seen as wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, the Mechaber says that if you're on the road, it becomes Shabbos, and you're wearing tefillin, just keep them on, just cover with your hands, and get home, wear it to Derech Malbush, and that's the best Eitzah, better than carrying it. We'll get more into these halachos later as well. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, a person was walking Erev Shabbos with his load on his back, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos. So he was in the middle of walking. What should he do? Rotz tachta ad beso. He should run under his load till he gets to his house. He was walking a nice little walk. He realized it's Shabbos. Don't stop. Just run home. V'davka rotz. V'davka, he has to run. Why? Avaleilech la'at lo. To start walking slowly or continue walking slowly, that's not allowed. Why? Kevan deleis hekera. Since there's nothing recognizable that he's doing, osi lemevar akira v'anocha. We want to make sure that he keeps going all the way home so there's no Akira and Hanocha, because he didn't have an Akira on Shabbos. He had already been walking. And therefore, if he stops at any point, that would be Hanocha, and then a new Akira, and then he gets into problems. Therefore, the Eitzah is to do something crazy that will be a reminder to you not to stop. So you run. Normally, you'd be walking. All of a sudden, you pick up the pace and you start running. That's a reminder to you, a sign that you should not do an Akira and Hanocha. So he says, Dafka rots of a lelech la'at lo, kevan delays hekera osi lemevet akira v'anocha. If you have no heker of running, you might come to do an akira v'anocha. The zimnin koi v'lavadaite, because sometimes you might stop and you won't realize it. Ava rots isle hekera. But if you're running, there is a heker, and therefore we're not worried. V'chimati lebeise, and when he gets to his house, kihechi de lo koi purta, v'ishtakach de kom ma'ayel mirshus harab and mirshus hayochid. There's a problem if he has to stop by the door, you know, to open the door and then go in. So if he stopped by the door, he's going to have a little Akira and then Hanocha, go from Mishnah Rabbah to Mishnah Yochel. That's a problem. So to avoid that, Zorik lo kil'achar yad. He should throw it into his chatzer kil'achar yad with a shinui. Dehainu shalo kideos rika, not the normal way he would throw things. Kigomi kisefavul achrov, like from his shoulder and backwards. So let's look at the Bir Halacha before we see the Mishabura. Because he clarifies this strange lashon that the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said when he gets to his house, kihechi delo koi purta, in order that he shouldn't stand a little bit, v'ishtakach, and it turns out that he's carrying from Mishnah Rabbah Mishnah Yochid. So the Bir Halacha says, in the Ramaskal kihechi, b'gemara isa b'zeh lashon, this is the language of the Gemara. Sof sof kimatu lebeisei, even if he's running with the load, lemaisa when he gets home, i'efshar delo koi purta, it's impossible for him not to be standing a little bit before he gets into his chatzer. And then he's going to do a regular entering from Mishnah Rabbah Mishnah Yochid, which is a problem. Umishani, the Gemara answers, the Zarek Leik L'Ach Yad. He throws it in with a shinui. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means over here. Because it's impossible to stop a little bit, and therefore we want to avoid the problem. Umashma mea Gemara, it's mashma from the Gemara. The kevan the achakach zore kilachayad. Since after he stops there, he's going to throw it in with his shinui. Shuv ein lanu lochosh afilu emyase hanocha bebo samach lebeso. Therefore, we don't have to worry if he does a hanocha when he gets close to his house. So he took a break. He had no akira because he started before Shabbos. So he just did a hanocha. And now we don't worry about that. Why? Because there, in the beginning of the action, there was no Akira. Because it was already on his back from before Shabbos. That's the pshat and the Mabushe Yom Tov. We did the Bir Halacha first. It just clarifies what's going on in the Mechaber. Let's now see the Mishnah Berurah beginning at Sifkat and Chavtes. We said if a person is carrying a load and all of a sudden he realizes Shabbos, he should run. The Chokama de lo Omad Lofush. So long that he did not stand to rest, ain't kan Akira b'Shabbos. It's no Akira. Since when Shabbos started, he was already on the go, and he continued on the go, he had no Akira. V'davka k'she'ein imo eino Yehudi. Very important point that Mishnah Berurah brings down. This Eitza of running ahead with the load on your back is only if there is no goy with you. Velo behema, and you have no animal with you. Velo chayra shota v'katan, you have no chayra shota v'katan with you. V'gam b'makom she'ein yachol lo licho pachos me'arba amos. It's also dealing with a situation where you're not able to carry it less than 4 amos at a time and have a new akira, new anocha, always within less than 4 amos. Why would that be? Kigon she misyare mi listim she exaluhu. He's worried about robbers that are going to come steal from him. Oshiesh mayim rochav arba amos. Or he has to go over water that's 4 amos, so he can't stop less than 4 amos. He has to make one big leap over the 4 amos. So we see from here, says the Mishnah Berurah, this eitz of the Mechaber is after you exhausted every possible eitz that we had in the Siman. If you have a goy, give it to a goy. You have an animal, give it to an animal. You give it to Sheresh Chayresh of the Katan. Pachas, pachas, b'kashir. If you have no other eitzah, then you run for it. V'ayim asher kasavti b'samuch d'lididon d'leislon rishas harabim gemura efshe d'shari b'chol inyan. Nowadays, that according to many poskim, right, we don't have 600,000 people passing by, and therefore, as we'll get to the Chelek Dalet of Mitzvah Shem, many hold that there is no rishas harabim nowadays, and therefore, it would be lenient in all cases you'd be able to do this eitzah, because anyway, it's not a problem of a real rishas harabim. We said the reason we want you to run is because if you're going to walk, there's no hakera, and you might come to an akira and hanacha, the zimnin koiv labadaite. Sometimes you stop and you don't even realize it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im omad lesakein hamasa potter. It depends why you stopped. If you stopped to just adjust the load to fix it, you're potter. The zelo mikri hanacha. That's not called hanacha. Hanacha is when you're walking and you stop to take a break. That's a hanacha, that's a pause. But if you only stop to fix the load, so that's not called a hanacha. If you look at note 43, a very interesting note. In note 43, he writes, the ha'omei kidei lahoridas hamasa. Let's say you stop because you want to put the load down. So Shlomo Zalman Arbel says, she'itochen she'eino nechshav kemi she'omei lasaken es maso. That's not considered just fixing your load. If you're actually going to put it down on the ground, that's not like just fixing it and adjusting it and getting it in a better position on your back. Mipnei shekesha omeid kach. When you're standing without the load on you at all, harehu mafsik mehilucho harishon. You're stopping from your first halicha. Ula'achar mikan masli behiluch misugacher. All of a sudden, you're doing another halicha. So even if you're really doing it to adjust the load, but you put it down on the ground, so Shlomo Zalman says, that's considered stopping for a break, and that would be a hanocha, and then it would be a new akira. And then he says something very interesting. V'holeich regel sherotze latzos es hakvish. A guy's walking down the road and he gets to a street. He wants to cross the street. V'netzar me'achiloso biglal haramzor. And there's a red light. He can't cross the street because there's a red light. He doesn't want to stop. He wants to keep going. It's a heavy load. But he's forced to stop because of the red light. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach is mesupuk. Ha'im nechshav hu ko'omei lofush. Is that considered you're taking a break? Maybe that's only like stopping to adjust your load because you don't really want to stop. Mishum shamida zu hi neged ritzono. You didn't want to stop here. If it would have been a green light, you would have kept going. You only stop because you're forced by the law or by the traffic to stop. And you're anticipating any second for the light to change. Interesting, Shaila. So if you stop to take a break, so that's considered a stop. That's a hanacha, and then it's a new akira. If you're stopping just to adjust the load, that's not considered a stopping. What if you stop for a red light? So Shlomo Zalman's mesupuk if a red light counts as a proper hanacha or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, we said if you run and don't walk, then you have a heker. It reminds you that you got to keep going and not stop. The Ovid Shinu Balichaso, you're making a change in your way of walking. Va'al Yedei Kein Yiskor Shabbos V'lo Yamud. Through that, you will remember that it is Shabbos and you won't come to stop and take a break in the middle. Then we said when you get to the house, you throw it into the chotzer kel achar yad. You throw it with a shinui dehainu shemahapik achorav klape a chotzer. You turn your back towards the chotzer v'zorko mikasefav, and you throw it over your shoulder. Kenu burokeach. That's how the rokeach brings down the shinui. The kel achar yad leke isur daraisa. As we know, anything you do with a shinui, the kel achar yad, there will be no isur daraisa. Umishum hefsed chavilosu, and because of the potential loss of your load, hitiru lo davarzeh. They were matir this isur derabanan in this case, and we'll stop here, and we'll pick up in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Beis, and we will finish the siman.